Hello, this is Lori Richards with this week's edition of the Harrison Press. Our top story, Abrams takes State House post a year earlier than GOP expected, and this is a staff report. Republican Cindy Abrams, the first state representative from Harrison, got a jump start on her coveted job as Ohio's 29th District House Representative last week after Louis W. Blessing III, Republican of Coleraine Township, was tapped to fill an empty seat in the Ohio Senate. Abrams had been handpicked by the GOP to run in the November 2020 race for the State House post, but now will finish out Blessing's term, giving her more than a year before she must run to retain the position. Abrams was sworn in by Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder Thursday, October 10th, after she resigned from Harrison City Council. A Cincinnati police officer from 1996 to 2003, Abrams got her start in politics when she was appointed to the city's planning commission by former Harrison Mayor Joel McGuire in 2014. She had been on council since 2016. Abrams earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice from Indiana University and graduated from the Public Leadership Academy of The Ohio State University. With her background in law enforcement and local government and community involvement, Cindy Abrams has an outstanding record of community leadership, and I believe she will do an outstanding job of representing the 29th District in Columbus, said Householder. Now she has the opportunity to get experience on the job, said Abrams, adding she looks forward to working with leaders in the district with whom she has formed relationships. I'm humbled and honored to be chosen to represent the 29th District in the Ohio House, said Abrams. I am committed to making sure our community continues to have a strong voice at the State House. And in the photograph, there is Cindy Abrams and Speaker of the House, Larry Householder, and they are in the Ohio House of Representatives standing in front of the podium and the state flag and the United States flag. Our next story. Harrison out front in race to design or make cars at UC by Sydney Murray. The University of Cincinnati offers students the opportunity to design and manufacture their own race car as part of Bearcat Motorsports. Jake Muller, a 2014 graduate of Harrison High School, was a member of the team in 2018-2019, and Harrison City Council member Mike Maines is a faculty advisor for the program. Students spend the entire school year preparing for competitions, and Maine said the program is a serious time commitment. Muller was the electrical lead for the team, which included working with wiring and the computer that controls the engine. The team had two computers in the car that collected data, including tire temperatures, oil temperatures, acceleration, and wheel speed. Muller said teamwork was important and every single sub-team had to make their system the best they could while working with everyone else. Maine said students learn how to work well with others, and Muller said he learned about the business and politics of working on a team. It's really, really different from what a lot of engineering students are used to, said Muller. Last year, the team went to two competitions, and Muller attended one of them. At Formula SAE Michigan, which figured more than 100 teams from throughout the world, Bearcat Motorsports placed 12th. Some of what the competition includes is safety checks, a tilt test, sound test, brake test, and cost presentations. The team must also justify the materials used for the car. One of the big events is a 22-kilometer endurance portion, which includes a driver change and a fuel efficiency component. Muller said it is nerve-wracking to see the car go through this long test and hope it doesn't break. overall, he said. They had done one of the best-looking cars, and even when things went wrong, they had fixed them quickly. The team also competed at FSAE in North in Ontario, where they placed fourth, and also participated in other events such as the Pittsburgh Shootout. Students performed in a professional manner and under adverse conditions, but overcame that adversity, said Maines. Maines said for this school year, their priority is to get FSAE Michigan again, as well as possibly go to FSAE North and West. To help with their endeavors, the students raise money, and the group also receives corporate sponsorships and in-kind contributions. This is a great learning experience for an engineering student as they move into the work world, and Maines said companies are looking to hire these students because of their practical hands-on experience. Muller said Maines has done a good job of getting new faces involved with the program and said he encourages younger students to get involved. Maines says he wants to make sure he is getting all the students engaged. Muller graduated from UC in 2019 and is now working at Signal X Technologies, which specializes in creating software that performs vibration testing for the automotive industry. Maines is an associate professor of practice in the Mechanical and Materials Engineering Department at UC, and this is his second season with Bearcat Motorsports. He will take over the program full-time next year. Right now, his students are busy designing the 2020 car, with a goal of having it ready the first week of March and competition-worthy at the end of April. Maines said he has a passion for motorsports, and this is a dream job for him. I'm getting to help students build a race car, said Maines. And then in the photograph is a picture of Jake Muller, the 2014 graduate of Harrison High School, and he is sitting in the car that was designed by Bearcat Motorsports at the University of Cincinnati. Section of Kilby closed for a month. Kilby Road in Whitewater Township will be closed between Dry Fork Road and Old Silly Road from Monday, October 21st to Friday, November 22nd, weather permitting. John R. Jurgensen will be constructing a new railroad crossing on Kilby, according to the Hamilton County Engineer. A detour will be routed from Kilby to Harrison Avenue to Dry Fork Road to Interstate 74 to Interstate 275 to Kilby Road. The detour will also work in the opposite direction. Business approved, other favored by Sydney Murray. A new business was approved for the Downtown Redevelopment District and another was recommended to City Council for approval during the Harrison Planning Commission's Tuesday, October 8th meeting. Casey and Jennifer Ramey have submitted an application for Peck a Baby, a business at 230 Harrison Avenue that will cater to expectant mothers and families. According to a Planning Commission staff report, customers will have the opportunity to get 3-4-D non-diagnostic ultrasound images and videos of their babies. The business will also have a studio space and courtyard for gender reveal parties, and the applicants would like to include other downtown businesses in their package offerings. They also plan to offer nursery and baby items, baby furniture, and gifts. Not a taxing issue. Meanwhile, Lisa Schoenhoff has submitted an application to open a tax preparation and payroll service at 135 Harrison Avenue. This type of business is considered a conditional use in the DRD, and it will need approval from the Harrison City Council. According to a staff report, although this is considered a conditional use in the DRD and does not necessarily fit with the retail and entertainment requirements, staff recommends approval based on the fact that this business will be on a side street and not on the main drag of Harrison Avenue. Staff also feels reactivating a vacant space where there will be foot traffic created due to employees using the payroll services of the business would be a benefit. the Planning Commission approved a recommendation to Council for approval. Okay, moving on to page 2. Three incumbents, one newcomer, running for school board. Four candidates are running for 3 seats on the Southwest Local School Board of Education. Jeff Biddle, Tricia Evanson, Linda Peek, and Lindsay Wetherill are candidates for Tuesday, November 5th election. Biddle, Evanson, and Peek are current school board members. The winners will serve 4-year terms. Jeff Biddle. Jeff Biddle has been involved with the district for most of his life. He attended Southwest schools and graduated from Harrison High School in 1975. His wife and all 4 of his daughters graduated from Harrison, and he was involved with his children's activities while they were growing up. Today, Biddle, owner of Village Pharmacy, has served on the school board for about 20 years. He said he is interested in keeping education in the community on the uphill climb. He said they try to make sure they do a good job for kids in the community and provide the best education for them no matter what walk of life they end up on. During his time on the board, he has seen some negatives, such as budget cuts, but also some positives, such as moving forward with new school buildings in the district. He said these facilities were due for an upgrade. The facilities are just outdated for the needs of the 21st century, said Biddle. He said he wants to make sure the new schools are done right, and they have facilities that make the community proud. Biddle said he's also proud that the district hasn't had to go to the public for money for daily operations in more than a decade. Biddle said the future growth in the community needs to be managed. When students move into the district, they need to be educated right away, Biddle said, but the tax revenue to help educate these students doesn't come until a year later. Overall, he said they have been able to keep the budget at a place where they don't repeatedly go back to the voters for money, but also offer a good education. He said they have made steady progress with their academic offerings, but he wants to continue to do more, such as increasing preschool offerings and the possibility of all-day kindergarten. Tricia Evanson. Tricia Evanson has a degree in English teaching and formerly worked as a teacher. She has 3 children in the district. 2 of them are at the high school and 1 is at Miami Town Elementary. Evanson has served on the board for 4 years and said her mission is to educate every child in the community. She said they are asked to get the kids to the point where they can leave school as functioning members of a democracy. She said she thinks education is the answer to many societal problems, and children grow into adults that are empowered. They're going to be the next generation of our democracy, said Evanson. She is on the committees for technology and English language arts curricula, and a new ELA curriculum was recently implemented for grades K-12. There was also a technology curriculum overall that helped to give more kids access to laptops. She is one of the producers of the high school plays and works with sets and costuming. She has also been involved with PTA at the schools and in the music and drama boosters. Evanson says she does want to get better at communicating, celebrating the district's successes, and letting the community know what they do and why they do what they do. She said that the community's growth is a blessing that comes with responsibilities. With the new school buildings, Evanson said the teachers and staff will need time to create the school's new cultures. Being on the board has enabled her to mix her skills and passions. She said the number one goal is to keep kids safe and educate them. She and her family moved to the district 6 years ago, and although they looked all throughout the tri-state, they knew Southwest was where they wanted to be. She said the schools in the district are fueled by love and joy and not things like competition and fear. Linda Peek. Linda Peek has been involved with the district for more than 40 years, including as a parent, employee, and school board member. She is a graduate of Western Hills High School and earned a business degree from the University of Cincinnati. While a stay-at-home mom, Peek volunteered at Harrison Elementary School, Harrison Junior School, and Harrison High School. She served as the high school's principal's secretary for 20 years and has been on the school board for 12 years. Peek said she's also received a lot of secondhand knowledge of education through her husband, who was a teacher, coach, athletic director, union president, and treasurer for the Three Rivers Local School District. Although not an educator, I have a great deal of knowledge of how schools work. As a board member, Peek has served on the core team, which is responsible for the development and building of the new schools and the renovation of the high school. She said she's excited that these new buildings are groomed for the future and that they are part of the reason she is running for re-election. "I'd like to see that through," said Peek. Peek also mentioned the growth in the district and said this does bring more kids to educate. She said she thinks the district does well at addressing all levels of education, from those who have special education needs to those taking advanced placement classes. She said they know they give the community a great education and they have excellent administration, teachers, and staff. "I am proud to be a part of that," said Peek. When Peek first moved to the area, she said there were some issues with the district and the way to help solve issues is to be involved. "I have a passion for Southwest schools, its staff, both certified and classified, in this community in which I've been a resident for 48 years," said Peek. Lindsay Wetherill has lived in the area for about 9 years. His wife is from the Harrison area, and he has two children in the district. He said he thinks things in the district and that the district has good academic rankings. They have accomplished a lot with relatively few funds. He can't imagine his children having had better teachers, and he said he wants to help provide them with the best resources to do their jobs and also wants to make sure the district can retain teachers. "The teachers are phenomenal," said Wetherill. But as a parent, he sees other opportunities. He wants to establish a security team to see ways to optimize both building and online security. He would like to see a combined police and fire outpost near the current junior high school that would serve as an on-site clinic to provide health care for teachers and city employees. He said this would improve the school security, and he also sees health care costs in general as an issue for the district. Wetherill works for an insurance broker and deals with healthcare analytics. He sees simple strategies that could be implemented to have quality healthcare at an affordable rate. Like other candidates, he sees the growth in the community as a challenge. With the new schools, Wetherill wants to go after grants to provide solar power to them. He has a goal of having the schools rely on renewable energy within 4 years of their opening and putting the money saved back into operations. As a parent, he said his number one objective is to raise his children to have productive and meaningful lives, which doesn't necessarily mean going to college. He wants the district to help create programs to help students be successful. One idea is to start a venture capital fund for students who want to start their own businesses, with a portion of the revenue going to the school district. Looking back, 1959, eighth grader named editor, seventh and sixth graders reporters. 20 years ago, October 2nd, 1999. Next spring, the 185-mile driving tour will open from Mockport, Indiana, where Morgan's raid began on the Ohio River, to West Harrison, near the Ohio border. Morgan's Trail will become part of the Civil War Discovery Trail, linking 500 sites in 28 states. Eventually, travelers might go from McMinnville, Tennessee, where General Morgan started on June 6, 1863, to West Point, Ohio, where he was captured on July 26. The units came across the Indiana border near Harrison and continued through the Cincinnati area and on to Loveland and Claremont County. 50 years ago, October 16th, 1969. Larry Henson, son of Mr. and Mrs. Roy Henson, has been promoted to Specialist 4th Class in the U.S. Army. He has been serving in Vietnam since May 28, 1969, and entered service June 14, 1968. Deborah K. Lale was installed as Worthy Advisor, Order of the Rainbow for Girls, Harrison Assembly, No. 127. Albert Schlemmer of the Harrison Kiwanis Club sold over 100 tickets for the Marine Band concert to Edward Nussgable Jr. of Dante's Restaurant and Cocktail Lounge. Mr. Nussgable will be host to St. Joseph's Orphanage and several nuns at the concert. Mr. Nussgable is a member of the board of directors at St. Joseph's Orphanage. Christopher Sales made Merit Publications' Who's Who Among American High School Students, 1968-1969. 60 years ago, October 15th, 1959, Frank Metz was returned to his home from Christ Hospital and is much improved in health. Mr. and Mrs. Clifford Biddle and son Tippy left this week for their home near Tampa. This year, the eighth grade is initiating a newspaper. The editor is Keith Bright from the eighth grade. There will be reporters from the sixth and seventh grades. Beanies for Pep Squad are still on sale. We hope to conclude the sale. Wanda Drummond celebrated her 10th birthday by having a party at her home. Mrs. William Messick plans to spend the winter months with her son and daughter-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. Earl Messick, and their family in Toccoa, Georgia. 70 years ago, October 13, 1949, James Eugene Barth, age 6, son of Edwin and Nellie Barth, died at Children's Hospital. Interment was at St. John's Cemetery. Alvin Heiler, 25, may lose sight of his left eye due to injuries suffered when his automobile went out of control on the new Biddinger Pike and struck a guardrail. Last Sunday's Bible school attendance of 293 at the Christian Church was a record rally day response. 110 years ago, October 21st, 1909. Mr. and Mrs. A. Tebbs of Harrison have been in New York all week, stopping at the Hotel Astor and enjoying their honeymoon. They were married in Harrison. Mrs. Tebbs is the daughter of the cashier of the First National Bank of Harrison. Mrs. Julia Westling, formerly of Grayball but now of Harrison, fell and broke her leg. Grandma Westling is old and feeble, and this, with her present injury, is thought to prove fatal. Miss Ree Terrell and little Miss Mabel Defner spent Sunday with Harrison friends. And this was researched and compiled by Jenny Awad, who is a member of the Harrison Historical Society. And around town, Thursday, October 17th, follow the trail. Crosby Township Historical Society meeting at 7 p.m. will feature a 2,100-mile walking trip program over the Appalachian Trail by Speaker David Rossler. He will give a PowerPoint presentation at the Crosby Township Senior and Community Center at 8910 Willie Road. For more information, call 513-367-9671. Monday, October 21st, History of Mount Carmel. The Franklin County Historical Society invites you to attend a program on the history of Mount Carmel by Julie Schlesselman. It will be held at the Mount Carmel United Methodist Church. Join us for dinner at 6 before the program, or just come for the program at 7 p.m. RSVP for dinner reservations by Thursday, October 17th. $10 a person to Pam at 765-647-7365. And with that, we've come to the end of our time. This is Lori Richards, and I've been reading this week's edition of the Harrison Press. Everyone have a wonderful day.